Do you want to get set up and ready to see private clients this summer or even before that? If so, we're offering our free private practice bootcamp this April 22nd through 25th that you're not going to want to miss. Seeing a few private clients is a great way to earn some extra money and dip your toe into the private practice waters. In just 3 days, we will help you make a plan, no matter whether you want to work with kids or adults, offer services in person or via teletherapy, or both. By the end of bootcamp, you will have a plan that you're excited about and know the steps to get started. Oh, and there are daily giveaways for some of my most popular resources, like the private practice clinic forms. To sign up, just head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com right now. After the free 3-day event, we will open enrollment for the spring cohort of the Start Your Private Practice program. Bootcampers will have an opportunity to get some amazing extra bonuses if they enroll during bootcamp. So if you've been meaning to join but haven't, now is the best time to join, and you'll be able to get set up and ready to treat private clients this summer. So head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com right now to sign up, and I'll see you in bootcamp. Now, on to the episode.
Question: did you learn much of anything about private practice when you were in graduate school? If not, you're not alone, and it's not your fault that you don't know anything about starting or growing a private practice. Today, let's talk about why that is, and more importantly, what you can do about it. I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system, and I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started. So if you've been listening for a while, or if you've been part of my audience for a while, you know that my name is Jenna Castor-Casbon, and I'm a speech-language pathologist, private practice consultant, and founder of The Independent Clinician, where I've taught over 10,000 speech-language pathologists how to start, grow, and scale successful private practices. So hearing that, you may be surprised that I didn't learn anything about private practice in grad school either, other than a guest speaker. Now, there's a lot to cover in graduate school. I know this because I used to teach at one. In grad school, you learn how to be an SLP, but not how to earn as an SLP. And that's a problem when so many folks are graduating with tons of student loan debt. At the time of this recording, to my knowledge, there are only 2 SLP grad programs that have a practicum, not even a full course, in private practice: Howard University and at one of the Cal State programs. You may have wanted to learn about private practice in grad school, or maybe you weren't interested yet, but here you are, years later, and you wish that someone had told you these things. So here I am, and here you are. Let's fill that information gap. I'm on a mission to help 1,000 SLPs start their private practices this year, and I'm hoping that you are one of those people. More SLPs are pursuing private practice than ever before, and let's talk about why that is. It's because SLPs are tired of high caseloads and ridiculous productivity requirements, endless paperwork, required attendance at meetings that don't matter, and compensation that doesn't match our level of expertise or how hard we work. SLPs are pursuing private practice because they want more freedom to practice how they want, flexibility to choose a schedule that works for them and their families, fulfillment that comes from being able to do your best work, and finances to be able to earn what you are worth. These are things that SLPs haven't been getting in most settings and now are fed up and ready for a change. It's time to think about your goals and finally take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and private practice is the only way to do that. But the problem is that you didn't learn how to do it in grad school. Let's say you were changing settings from a school to a hospital. Well, you could just go back to your notes or textbooks or what you remember from placements and use that to refresh your memory. But because you didn't learn about it the first time, the gap for learning how to go into private practice feels even bigger. In other professions like mental health, psychology, social work, even audiology, there are paths to private practice, and it is a very common clinical setting. But us, we have to create our own path, and that's just what we're doing. Here at The Independent Clinician, we are making it easier than ever for you to get the knowledge and training that you need to be successful in private practice. You'll learn things about billing and insurance, marketing, the legalities, how to make your own website, and how to finally get that freedom, flexibility, fulfillment, and finances that you desire and deserve. So whether you want to be in private practice full-time or even just see a handful of clients on the side, after work, on the weekends, or during the summer, you need to know what to do and how to get started step by step. The best way to get started is to head on over to independentclinician.com and pick out a freebie. I have a private practice roadmap. I also offer free trainings. And yes, there is also information about my paid implementation programs. If you're on social media, follow me on Instagram. I'm at Independent Clinician. In fact, send me a DM. I would love to talk to you. And if you're more of a Facebook person, come join my free Facebook group. It's called the SLP Private Practice Beginners Group. We have over 20,000 SLPs in that group. You should join us. Look, you missed out on this information once, and I don't want you to miss out on it again. Starting a private practice isn't as hard as you may think. Just because you didn't learn about private practice in graduate school doesn't mean that you can't learn about it now that you're ready to put it into action. So just head on over to independentclinician.com and let's start your private practice journey together.
I decided to invest in the Start Your Private Practice program because I honestly had no idea where to start.
And I just didn't really have the confidence or the know-how to be able to do that.
So it was really nice to have a system that was all set up for me. I didn't have to reinvent the wheel or start from scratch. It was all there for me.
And I was able to land a client within about the first week and a half of me going public with my private practice.
So now I have 12 clients. It is such an invigorating and amazing experience.
If you want help to start your speech therapy private practice, then head on over to startyourprivatepractice.com/waitlist so that you will be notified as soon as we reopen the doors to the Start Your Private Practice system. Again, that's startyourprivatepractice.com/waitlist. I cannot wait to help you start your private practice.
Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.